Velotalk. Erfahre die unerzählten Geschichten und Geheimnisse von verschiedenen Personen aus unserer Gesellschaft.
Herzlich willkommen zurück bei Radio Summer Night. Heute habe ich einen ganz speziellen Gast bei mir, Milena. Sie kommt aus der Ukraine und ist hier in die Schweiz geflüchtet. Das ist mein erstes Interview, das ich auf Englisch machen werde. Also habt ihr ein bisschen Erbarmen für mein schlechtes Englisch. Und ich heiße jetzt Milena. Herzlich willkommen. Hello Milena, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
So, how was it when I asked you to come here and tell us your story?
I felt like I said to everyone since April, because we planned our meeting like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to everyone, I want to say my story to like everyone who listened to mm-hmm. me, and maybe it's gonna be cool to listen some people from Ukraine.
I'm sure it will be really nice to hear for everybody. So, in Velotalk, I ask all times the first question is always the same. Can you tell me three facts about yourself?
Three facts. I'm like nice person. I'm talented and emotional. Emotional, I will say every time. I won't remember.
So what does it mean, talented? This is it's a big area.
Talented, what I want to do, I always reach a good goals in this field. For example, if I want to learn to play guitar, I will play it and like to play and sing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Or for example, piano. Or if I play tennis, I can be at the same level so fast with the person who played like 5 years.
Yeah.
So I understand so quick how everything is
worked. You are really quick in learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Learning by doing.
Yeah, learning by doing. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, Milena, you was coming from Ukraine to Switzerland 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We met then.
Two and a half.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Oh my God, time is so fast. So tell me, how can you tell us about your life in Ukraine before the war?
So my life was like I finished university and then I had like free time to understand what I want to do, like to work in this field, like economy, insurance, finance, or I want to do something else. So I was like researching whole time, like a bit frustrated, a bit just like
mm-hmm.
I want to do this and so many things, and you know, I want to be the best in every field.
Mm-hmm.
But like my mom said in my natal card, so she said like, Milena, you should choose one and you're gonna be the best. If you take everything, so you're gonna be like lost child.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like researching myself, like to understand what I want to do, you know, 1 year. And then I almost decided, I signed for the course, so to work like in the bank.
Yeah.
And then after 2 months, the war started. I was like, okay, it's a joke or what? Yeah.
And how did you feel about it?
So when I was upset because everyone...
You did your choice and then everything started.
Yeah, I was like, I was super upset because like everyone had like my classmates like already like found a family, gave birth to the child, bought a car and mm-hmm. fled, and I was like, and I'm still considering what I should do, you know? Mm-hmm. So late. I grow up so late, you know? For, like, in my life, I was upset. And I tried to do something fast. And I already had a plan, like, in horizon. And then, just, like, war started. And everything, boom.
Blowing boom. Away.
Yeah, blowing away.
And what were your dreams and aspirations before everything changed?
My dream was to be to be an actress.
Really?
Yeah. In Los Angeles. Because I was like a big fan of the Hollywood of 40s, 60s, like mm-hmm. between, like the gold age, like 30s. And I was like, oh, I want to live that dream to drive the cabriolet, pink one, to like have a wedding in Las Vegas, be like popular. And so I had like dream like this, you know, to play piano, to play guitar, to be famous, you know, like mm-hmm. just to be into like this rock and roll style life.
Okay, and how did you first hear about the conflict start in Ukraine? You had your dreams, you had the job, you were studying, you had made a choice, and then everything was blowing away. How did you feel?
So I felt lost. I got lost in when I heard that the war started, and I was like, everyone, like my friends, they moving away so fast, making decision, like deciding where they will go. And you write them, they already, for example, in Romania or in Portugal, like in one day, like they knew before. And mm-hmm. I was like, till the 24th of February, I stayed like believing that it's just a joke. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a meme.
It can't be real.
No, like how it can be real?
Yeah. And what was your immediate reaction when the conflict began? Also, so it was just like just a dream, but then the reality came.
Yeah, reality came, and I decided I should do something. So because was back then in those days, I was like unstable in my career. I didn't do nothing, so I was like so. 2022, I was 23 and I never worked like in a good job. I was like a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do like something special at that time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, because you were studying.
Yeah, I was studying, but in Ukraine, when you study, you also can work
mm-hmm.
and work in your specialty to start to have experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have nothing. I just learned English and nothing else. And like, blah, blah, blah. I live in Ukraine. I bought my bike. Like, you know, with the pink glasses I lived.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I will do it tomorrow after 1 week.
Yeah, of course.
Because so maybe Swiss people won't understand me now, but
I don't think so.
No, totally. I understand, but like no plans for the future.
Yeah.
So because especially I was raised in a family, so like only my mom,
mm-hmm.
only, and she also was all the time somewhere else, and I was like raised by people like nanny,
mm-hmm.
you know, and. So I was always like this, deciding by myself what I want to do. No one made the pressure on me. You know, that's why I was like, meow.
You're slow.
Slow yes. in everything, and still slow.
And where from Ukraine do you come from?
So originally I was born in Vinnytsia, so it's like middle of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 11 years old, we moved to Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people in Europe, in USA, they know that city near the Black Sea.
Okay, cool. And do you have a brother or sister?
No, I'm
just
single.
You and your mom?
Single, yeah.
Okay. Can you describe the moment you realized you had to leave your home?
So I spent, I think, 2 weeks in Odessa. With my ex-girlfriend Daria, and So we were like making video fun. It's going to be like only 1 month. It's just like a joke. Everyone want to scare us. So we will give a part of Ukraine, you know, that Putin wants, like Donetsk, Lugansk, you know, occupied territory, like Crimea. And because it's like feeling like we will give up, you know, like big country, the biggest in the world, and Ukraine. It's not the opponent, like equal. And I was like, oh, everything will finish like in 2 weeks, 1 month, finish. And it didn't finish.
No, it's already now. The war is not over now. So
no.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
2.5 years.
Yeah. Especially at that time when we know already the history and we should learn. No, we make the same mistakes all the time because like someone wanna have a world to have a world. Yeah, so yeah, I felt like to pack all my stuff because it was pressure. All my friends left immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So they crossed the border, especially like women's, okay, they just left. But men's, I have plenty friends, like males. And so you cannot cross the border if you're more than 18. So all my friends, like more than 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you should go to the...
To the war.
To the war.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to survive, you want to leave, and you should like pay something.
Oh, really?
To the borderline, yeah, to the guy. Or put the skirt and paint your face and pretend you are a woman.
Crazy.
So, it was common thing. Even when we crossed the border with my ex-girlfriend, and she has she has like masculinity face, like you know, the cheekbones, like a square face, and they thought it's a man, and they're just like, "You are a man. You're not allowed. How old are you? Please get out." And her grandparent just shows that she's like a female. Come on, stop.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like, yeah, all the time when I'm talking, you know, I'm still maybe living in this time because I remember this like all too well.
I can understand it.
And you ask me one thing and I just like blah, 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 you know, I feeling, but yeah, I think I'm still traumatized. Okay.
I can understand it really well.
Yeah, so when I reacted, so my friends all flew away. And it was pressure, like everyone left. And you feel like in the news, you see like it's going to be a nuclear bomb. So you should like run away somewhere in the mountains. Like I thought like maybe somewhere, I don't know, in Slovakia, you know, somewhere in the mountain to hide from nuclear bomb. Do not be like a zombie in the end, just to survive. And yeah. And we packed all our stuff and just moved out with my ex-girlfriend alone. Yeah.
Just you and your ex-girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you come to Switzerland? Also, why did you decide to come to Switzerland?
It's a story, yeah. I don't know. It was, for us, we had a privilege, I think, than others who had, like, for example, their relatives in Europe. We didn't have no one. And I just checked, I saw on internet. So I checked a lot the application where we can rent like house or apartment, like, you know, Moldova, Romania, like in the border. So it's easy then come back because we thought to come back. And they just like increase the amount of the rent like crazy, like you for that money you can, for example, somewhere in Germany to rent, and it's gonna be more nicer.
Yeah,
you know. And so just like everyone started to speculate it,
so they did extra.
Yeah, they did extra, like because they don't like Ukrainian, because one Ukrainian person did something bad, and they like everyone you know, like naturalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like, come on.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And they just like started to be against it. And we saw some news like they crushed cars of Ukrainian, Ukrainian cars mm-hmm. with the...
With the knife.
With the knife like or something that. Like... And we decided maybe we will go to something far away.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked Airbnb and I saw like one woman like rent a house like LGBTQ friendly. I was like, wow, maybe it's like a destiny, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And for 0 francs. And she said, you can stay how long you want, so you can take your dog and everything. I was just like, is it scum? It's going to be two big men's. They will steal us and send somewhere to Turkey. I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand it because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's...
That person can be so kind.
Yeah. I was like, Dasha, we should be prepared. We should make a plans before, like, if they started, they will try to steal us. We should react something. To call, to be on the phone with our mom. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she will do, but we were scared. And then we came to the Graubünden in Gardin.
And you told all your friends was really quit in going away from Ukraine. But what is with your men friends that didn't get away? Do you have friends in the war?
No.
For Ukraine?
No, because I don't have like 100 friends, you know.
Yeah, of
course. I have like a small family, mm-hmm. I don't know, friends, family. And so people who I know, like males, they just did some tricks, like said I'm like escort, you know, like the people, like mm-hmm. For example, they invalids,
mm-hmm.
so they made story like their parents invalids and like handicap,
yes.
and they helping them, so made some like fake documents
mm-hmm.
or pay something in the border, like I don't know.
Yeah, they paid them that they yeah. can go away.
Yeah. And something like this.
Okay.
Or, for example, they cross the border like to swimming.
Okay. Yeah, that's a
It's my story. Yeah. It's not from the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, wow.
But I can understand it because they won't just go away. They don't want to go to the war.
Yeah, why should
you
they?
You do the things that are impossible. So.
No, yeah.
Also, they are impossible, but you know, just in your life, you will never do it. So what's with your mom? Is your mom in Switzerland or is she in Ukraine? What did your mom do?
So
do you have contact with her?
Yeah. So the story become more crazier. Like people every time when they asking me something, the story of my life, and they're just like, does she have a bipolar? Like the eyes. My mom, she's like, was born in Ukraine, in the village of Vinnytsia, middle of Ukraine. And then we moved like to Odessa. She met my stepfather and we lived there like for 2 years. Then she left to Moscow because my stepfather from Russia, from Moscow. And she left, I think, a long time there. And currently now she's in Moscow.
Okay, crazy.
And we don't talk about politics. And she said it's like a big man's try to deal something. Like they have own business and she has like own government. She's a government and she's the president of her own government.
Okay.
She like doesn't care who is the president.
Okay, that's really
You know what I understand?
Yeah.
But for example, like this tale when the government touch you, yeah. Then you understand what does it mean if you don't show your opinion about the president or something. You're not active in political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like away. Like, no, I don't want to vote. I don't care.
So how often do you hear each other?
We speak sometime by video, by FaceTime. and talking about different stuff. She's like all the time learning, maybe. So she did hairdresser courses. She likes it. Now she do like something with chiromantia. I don't know how to say. You're reading by hand, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, the people that are reading your future.
Yeah, future, or I don't know, she do the tea, she goes to the forest and she likes it. So she just like, she has a joy.
That's really good. How did you manage to keep going the speed, the challenges?
Sorry.
How did you manage to keep going when it was not easy to come to Switzerland, or when you was here? How did you challenge it?
With the strength, and like I face a problem all the time. I do not turn like back on to the problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just look straight and just like keep my teeth. And just like I should do it, it's just the first step of the challenges, you know. Mm-hmm. And I see, on for example, on the mountain of my life, I see the star, and just like I will reach it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's
so it's gonna be easier one day.
That's really beautiful. Yeah, and did you receive any help along the way?
So the help was like, I wanted immediately to work because I didn't want to have a deal with the social department, because I heard already at that time it's like difficult then to separate from this, because it's just like, oh, I don't need to work, I have that small money, no motivation. Or they just like, yeah, we'll minus this, and you will stay with 0 francs. And I just like, no, I want to go straight to work. I don't want to have a deal. So I didn't have help, like, if you mean the money. But
no, I think with help, I mean, on the long the way to the Switzerland, did you meet people that helped you? I don't know, giving you food, new clothes. Then you came to the Airbnb that was 0 francs. So this help, I mean, from other people, mm-hmm. you don't have to do just with money.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. When we came there, so we came to Engadin and in Graubünden, to Zoos, and before I read it like Zoos, because we have Z, not Z. And we came there, it was like snowy and gray, and we didn't see nothing. It was like, wow, it's March and it's snowy. It's like 50 centimeters of the snow. Where is the birds and flowers? And we came there, and already local people made a joke, like, but in a cool way, that we have a long vest, you know, long jackets, like very warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, for example, for Alaska, you know, because we thought it's cold.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like in Odessa.
Yeah.
In winter.
Yeah. Welcome in Switzerland.
Yeah. And then, so those people, Swiss family, Roman and Mana, and they have like two cool guys, like sons, and they helped me. This family gave me a job, like to clean apartment, but they pay me very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we spent time together. For example, went for a walking. Like they said, do you need this? When I was like first time got cold, so I had a COVID. And she made a soup for me in July. She brought me the Kuchen.
Yes, the cake.
Cake, rhabarber Kuchen.
Yeah, rhabarber Kuchen, yeah.
She made it because she has a small garden with this rhabarber and tomatoes. and she brought tea and a lot of fruits, and I was really like almost cried, and she helped to do some stuff with the documents to go to Gemeinde to translate everything. And those like women, Pauline and Philippa, they're like married, two wives, and they gave hospitality to us, and they also helped us a lot. So asking about which job do you want, so what do you want to eat today, where do you want to go today, do you want to do some activities, do you want to go to a museum? It's for sure it's not for free, you know. You take your time, you take your, you give your time, you give like money. It's mm-hmm. also important, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And you give your like, this something inside, you give something from
your
inside
energy,
yeah, and you give it, it's hard,
it's a lot. Yeah.
It's like for the kids, but they never had
mm-hmm.
like, and you know, like two big kids.
So your ex-girlfriend was there in the time with, also with you,
yeah,
you moved together,
yeah, we moved together.
Okay, so and then how did you feel when you first arrived in Switzerland? Before you moved in, as when you moved in, how did you feel? So
you had
lost like your country.
Yeah, I was like, I came and I thought it's gonna be 1 month, and yeah. I was like, yeah, we should looking around.
Yeah, I can remember when we met. It was not a long time after the war was starting.
Like 4 or 5 months.
Yes, and you told me that you want to go back.
Yeah.
So when the war is over, I'm gonna back and live my life. And we both think was like never thought that the war was going so long.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and now we are here. So 2.5 years later.
Yeah.
Sitting here, that you now live since 2.5 years in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Also, it's not funny, but it's funny. The story.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what were your first impression of Switzerland and its people? So it's like
people.
Switzerland and Ukraine are really different.
Yeah, for sure. So my impression was like when I came, like straight to the mountains. So now I can compare people from there and here. So people in mountains, between us, they say like, people in Zurich not cool, Milena, you should be aware. They are just like, zack, zack, zack. They just like look straight. They don't see. So they like so stressed. But for them, for me, it's okay because I was born in a big city more, like bigger, like
yeah.
1 million more than 1 million.
Of course.
And Zurich, it's like for me, like small neighborhood. Like where I lived in city.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
Ukraine is 3 times Switzerland.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean my city even.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, and they said like it's gonna be blah, blah, blah. And now I can compare people, for example, in Graubünden, and they're like, I don't know, do you have this word in English, German, like small leprechauns? Like small, I don't know, the... like from the fairy tale, like you know, the like small fairy.
Yeah, fae,
yeah,
fae.
Like small, like I don't know, from the fairy tale.
Yeah,
I forgot the English.
The best friends from Peter Pan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Windy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Windy. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's
yeah.
In German we say fae.
Fae.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really like people from other world, especially in Engadin. It's like big fairy tale from upper Engadin to low Engadin.
Yeah, they speak Retro-Romanish.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, in Switzerland we have 4 languages, German, Italian, French and Retro-Romanish.
Grazie, Fitch.
Grazie, Fitch.
Yeah, I like
it. Is this Retro-Romanish?
Yeah.
It's like thank you?
Yeah, yeah. Big thank you.
Big thank you.
Yeah. So I feel difference. I can compare only because I live only in Zurich 2 months, mm-hmm. so I couldn't say a lot. So I'm not gonna be like rude or something, but it's different than in Graubünden.
Yeah, I can compare.
Yeah, so like really lonesome people, like smiling people come there, and you totally understand from who that person came from. I don't know from which country. You see the local people, and even they wear the same stuff for hiking. You can see. Even they silent. You see where is person from Engerdin, from Graubünden. They're so nice, really. So they see small details, see beauty in small details. You know,
mm-hmm.
because it's nothing else there. So you should.
Of course, because in
enjoy of the birds, enjoy yeah. the snowflakes.
You don't have anything else. So in Zurich, you have a lot.
Yeah.
You can go eat, you can go drink, you can swimming, you can do escape, you can go clubbing, you can...
Yeah, for example, yeah. on Tinder, when I register, it was no one around in this area.
Yeah.
Like 1 kilometer far away, I press for this girl and see Milano. And it's like... Where is one yeah. kilometer?
Yeah, but it's in near, yeah. but not 1 kilometer.
Yeah, 140.
What was been the biggest adjustment for you since arriving?
So I have other mentality now. I used to understand the Swiss style of living, really.
Okay.
And because I'm flexible yeah. person.
Mm-hmm.
And... I see changes in me. Sometimes I like them, sometimes not.
Can you explain one?
What I like, I have passion
mm-hmm.
for
passion.
For the things that I do. So don't give up on them. Just try. So I aspire by people who are like just walking. They don't think that I look at them, but they don't really do. So they shouldn't. But just... Like, I see people and I see who I want to be, you know? It's just like a market.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, I want to... So, all the time when I go out of the house, I just, like, have motivation. For example, oh, I see this girl is, like, sporty. I go to the gym today because I have active fitness.
Yeah.
Abo. I should go. For example, to... changed like opinion about traveling. It's so easy to travel from here because you can afford it first, and it's like in middle of Europe. You just take a train, bus, wherever, and you're just there. It's just like I don't know, König.
Yeah, no, it's not far away.
It's not. Yeah, you like when I was in Italy, and for sure, I won't imagine to afford that. Like hotel and nice restaurant just for experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
and beach, like it wasn't very expensive, but for the Ukrainian salary, it's too much. And I was like, I didn't worry about something, you know, I just chilled like normally people do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course changed not... Yeah, I'm Capricorn. I'm talking about money all the time. Sorry. And I should remember like to talk about the feelings. So my relationship changed. I broke up here. I finished the long-term relationship with my ex-girlfriend. And I started new relationships. And I changed a lot, I think. So it was like stressful for me. On the other hand, and also it gave me some boost.
Yes, some strength.
Do not sit in on one place.
Yeah.
To see.
Then have
uncomfortable zone.
Yeah,
you know.
You was going away from the comfort zone.
Yeah, out of the.
You did a step comfort. Out of the comfort zone.
Yeah, so in Switzerland.
Yeah.
I made
That's
it.
That's really good. So, and how has this experience changed you as a person? So you learned to go out of your comfort zone. What else?
I was like a person in Ukraine who didn't believe in myself. Mm-hmm. So I was a person like this. I was always rely on some people, like around, to my partner, to her parents, and to my parents, to my stepfather, and I never relied on myself. And here I came and I to Switzerland, and I understood that I'm already adult because I see the Swiss family, they have kids, and they just, those kids already know what they want to do. They have a plan for the future. They don't want to waste the time to have, like, you know, the frustration, I don't know, meditation, you know, like, how to say this, meditation, like, not good. How you see that, like, doing nothing and just, like...
Be a negative.
Yeah, be an, I don't know, and... It changed me a lot because, as I said to you before the interview, I really interested by person who I talk, and so I see the details,
mm-hmm.
and just learning something, not just staring, you know, because I was like raised like this. No one raised me really. I'm a special.
You had to raise yourself.
Yeah.
So, what do you miss the most about Ukraine?
Food.
Food?
Food, people.
What was your favorite food in Ukraine?
Food in Ukraine? Farshmak. You know, in Odessa, it's a mixture of different, Georgian food. It's from Israel,
mm-hmm.
Jewish food.
Yes.
Like vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And from sea, Black Sea, the food, a small fish, you make it, you just chop it.
Yeah.
And you mix with the puree of apple and you just put it on black bread, brown bread, and you eat it. And small, in your language, it's like roshti.
Roshti.
But in my language, it's like draniki, it's or diruny, it's like small roshti.
Yeah.
And you serve it with the mayonnaise. You mix mayonnaise with this mashed garlic.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
I want to try it.
Yeah, it's nice.
And what else do you miss?
I don't know if people will understand. So when you spend the whole life, when you're becoming a teenager, adult, you understand more what's around you. And you miss that vibe, freedom. Freedom, freedom. You miss your friends. You miss the location, your first school. For example, I changed 5 schools. Your school, university life, time, and you miss the favorite cafeteria with your favorite hipsters, and you miss that dancing in the middle of the street with people and no one looking at you in a crackhead. And I miss the sea, the water, and you don't see the horizon. You see sun and nothing else. You don't see no mountains, no ground. You just see nothing, mm-hmm. water and the skies.
Yeah.
And the seagulls.
That we don't have in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And do you have your friends there in several parts in Europe or in the world? Do you stay in touch with the family and friends?
For example, last year I met my friend in Madrid.
Yeah.
The male. Mm-hmm. And. Also, I met my classmate from school. We had the same school, and we met there. And I had the feeling it's unreal. Just bunch me, I have a dream or I'm sleeping or what. And my friends all around the world, in USA, in Europe. I don't know, maybe someone in Asia or South Africa, South America, sorry, South mm-hmm. Africa. They everywhere, and the bloggers like who I like from Ukraine, they also like somewhere else or
yeah,
or I won't hide like our generation, we was like before watched like Russian bloggers, YouTube bloggers. Now it's like illegal, like not illegal, but it's not cool anymore. You should like
yeah
provide your language, blah blah blah, and yeah, and they're like also around the Europe and just like no one living anymore.
It would be my next question. Do you mm-hmm. have friends or family that are living in Ukraine?
Friends. So apparently today my ex-girlfriend, she moved back to Ukraine.
She moved back, so now she yeah, lives
forever.
There. Yeah.
So she just decided for herself.
Yeah.
She had this, how to say, in the village, that feeling like antisocialized that she liked. But now she said to her that she has a family, she has a dog. Yes, it's not safe anymore, but she wanna go back there. Where is the memory? Where is her family, everyone? Because she's alone, she was alone here. And she came back today to Odessa, so she's now in Odessa.
Yeah.
So quick. Her mom took her.
Do you have other friends that are still living there?
Friends? No, I don't have friends. No,
so all your family and friends was going away from Ukraine?
Yeah.
So, and how do you cope with the uncertainty of the future? How do you, so the future is unknown, how do you go with that? So,
so,
because you don't know when the war will be over, so what are your steps now? So what's your future plan? Or how do you feel about the unknown, about the future?
So before 2 months ago, I knew my plans for the future so far. And then we made that plans came true with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we moved to Zurich from the small village.
Yeah.
Where we lived 2 years and a half. And it's hard, I will say. And we just like, yeah, cool, wow. And we had like dream just to get a job and continue to spend our life here. Like without knowing nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't know, we cannot plan nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And because especially when you want to plan something, the Swiss government, they don't support.
Okay.
They say they will, and the social workers say they will, but actually they just like hands off, like
so
do something, yeah. Do something.
Just do something, but I don't want to do... I don't want to have to do something about it.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, you have opportunity for sure, but you should like bunch your head on the wall. Like, you know, impossible stuff. You should have like a lot of things that you understand you will never get.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some obstacles,
mm-hmm.
you know? And...
So they are not really supportive?
No. You should do everything that I did. Someone helped, like Swiss families.
Yeah.
Like to find a job.
Okay, crazy.
Because I tried to find by myself the job, and mm-hmm. it was like no.
And what are you working now?
So I will work, I hope, in the restaurant.
Yes.
And because I was in a job interview, because I was like also refused, like after I had like a good. Job experience I had like 2 years and a half in Switzerland, just mm-hmm. in Switzerland. But together I have like experience in gastronomy 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
So you did it in Ukraine?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I worked, I mixed mm-hmm. job and university. And yeah, and then I came to Zurich and was like, no. And then I started to talk in German to the guy on the phone, like to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wow, sehr gut, Deutsch. And actually, the ChatGPT helped me to...
to translate it.
Yeah, but we won't good, say.
You have to watch where you are.
Yeah.
Do you plan to return to Ukraine one day?
To Ukraine? No. I think no. Never. I thought about that, but I don't feel right now to come back anymore because my mind is changed by the... So when war will finish, 100% is going to be the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And in my life, like from very young age, 5 years old, my mom was like faced to this crisis. And that's why she moved to Russia. So part of Ukraine moved to Europe to have a job, you know, to support the families. Mm-hmm. For example, the woman fly away or grandma, and they just send money to Ukraine and it's good. Or some part of Ukraine moved to Russia and some stayed there just to continue to do something. Yeah. And I don't want to live in crisis because I remember how it was.
How hard it was for your mom.
Yeah, it was hard for her and for me because, like, wow, I have maybe trauma because of that, like, money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want all the time to work to have something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't have, I'm really like on the ground.
Yes, you don't feel good.
No.
Yeah, okay. And did you receive the job?
I think yes. I think I will start 12th of August.
Okay, that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Good. And what message would you like to share with people who might be in a similar situation?
I will say... from my side, if you have challenges right now, for example, you're not from only Ukraine, you are from the other countries, like the same situation, economy situation, or war you have. So you fly to the place like this, like to Europe, or where is better to live and like to plan your life, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you know exactly what you want from the life, and I will say, just if you want something, just do it by step. Don't just put the hands down. Like, no one should say you, like, you should do that. For sure, like, in legal way, you should. But you should do what you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have the goal, you see the future, your future. Or, for example, you don't feel any more good in that country. Like, it's helped you a lot, but you just, like, not my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to some place, like, more funnier, I don't know what's it suits you more, and you just reach your like what you want.
Yes,
you know,
not just go somewhere, you have to go or someplace where you feel safe.
Yeah, just
and happy and yeah. Like yourself.
Yeah, the life's super short.
Yes,
I just saw the video on TikTok. Like, we sleeping the 30 years, like, you know, like we count the average age, and like we sleeping 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we like spending time for eating, blah, 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 douche, like shower and everything. And the active life where you thinking, drawing, do what you want is like 20 years. And after that video and after that motivation stuff, when I see it or I see by my eyes, and just like, I have motivation because of living in Europe, and I didn't have that in Ukraine.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. So how you see? So it's gonna work like how you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You have to take it and breathe it in.
Yeah.
So what would you like people in Switzerland and around the world to know about the refuse experience?
Of my experience?
Yeah, what do you want that the people have to know about it? That is important.
Yeah, it's...
Do you have a quote or something like that?
Yeah, like everyone's saying, like everyone already is like tired of the news about Ukraine. I hear like from, so I understand a little bit German, and when people thinking I don't understand it, and I actually like, okay. And I hear, oh, again, Putin, like everyone tired for sure. But can you imagine just living in that if you tired from that sitcom on TV? Just to living, like they don't show at all what you see on.
Yeah.
So it's also crime in Ukraine, just which we don't want to show. Like mm-hmm. It was before the crime, before the war. So it was always like situation like that. And my quote. War is not over, and when the war will finish, it's also gonna be the crisis, and it's more shit again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we will survive, or Putin will bomb something more. It's not funny, yeah.
So, how do you view the situation in Ukraine now from the distance?
So the situation in Ukraine now is like. Not cool, because so some territory occupied. I think the world knows that information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I don't know how people living there just like under that. And you know, some people from Europe or around the world see people in Ukraine having fun on the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, also didn't understand from the side of European and Americans, like, but it's not a war, you know, it's just like they're having fun in the clubs. And what I think, Ukrainian just leaving because it's like, you know, the pressure, that's not all day long like bombed, you know. It's just like mentally pressure. You never know when
the next time it will happen.
Yeah. And people are just living there, just hanging around, living life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the,
what should they do?
Yeah, because we also have a help around the world with the protection when like bomb is flying to the land. Mm-hmm. So it protects, you know, by other bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that one, like protection, and so I just want to say that for sure it's like not anymore like Second World War, you know. Mm-hmm. With that devastating photos.
Yeah,
we have phones and we can make a video. You have internet contact. It's different. Yeah. You cannot at all to
put it together
is different
because we have more technique and communication is faster,
and we're also on internet. Mm-hmm. Like the fake news from each side, and you should see the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone who is searching for the information about the situation, like I hear different thoughts all the time, and you're just like, where is the truth?
Yeah, so nobody will ever know what's really the truth. So, and what do you think needs to happen for peace to be restored in Ukraine?
I think my girlfriend asked me that question. I think we should give up. Because I just see it how I see it. I don't say the common stuff what Ukrainians say. We should fight, blah, blah, blah. Russia, so country is big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more people there. It's like 150 million of people. And in Ukraine, it's like 45 million. But 20 million already left Ukraine. So some of them dead because of the war and other stuff. So mm-hmm. illness, I don't know. And all the time they're stealing the men on the street to send them to the war. And a lot of families staying without wife because they work like also in the in war. Like they're doing like medicine. I don't know how to say they're working to
the hospital.
In the hospital, yeah. And the guys, young guys, my friends saying just that every day it's coming the dead bodies, like by car to their family to say goodbye. And we should stop it because it's like already like, I don't know, it looks like a genocide. You know, no one will left and what? They just take it. We should just give some part of Ukraine because it's impossible. No one cares already.
That's true.
Sorry, but sorry, Ukrainian, if you hear that, please don't search me. Sometimes you're just afraid to say that
mm-hmm.
in Ukraine. Because I for that understand. Opinion, it's unpopular. They will throw you a big shit on you, like you should be silent about that, or yeah, it's sometimes scary.
But it's that what you feel and you can't tell it, so it's okay.
A lot of people, like on Instagram, they writing to the president, like how they can write something, like you know. The country is big. He cannot receive letter every time.
And I don't think that he is writing it.
Yeah.
So, is there a particular story or memory from your journey that stands out to you?
The journey, then. So, I will always remember the journey here in Switzerland. I traveled a lot in Graubünden from Tirano to the Landquart, mm-hmm. like everywhere. I had this
it's a beautiful Abo, area.
Abo. I like Le Prese.
What the?
Le Prese.
Le Prese?
Yeah, Le Prese.
It's this retro-Romanish?
It's near Paschiavo, the lake.
Yeah.
And it's so peaceful, no people, the benches with the names of the husband and wives who invest money. And it's so cute. They just like wanted to say that they had love, a big love, or they still have. So peaceful, full of loving swans and small waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
And journey is so nice there. And I traveled a lot in Graubünden.
Okay, yeah, I can understand it because Graubünden, it's really beautiful and really peaceful, like you said. It's something really different, like Zurich.
Uh-huh.
And if you could give one piece of advice to your past self before all of this happened, what would it be?
Milena, learn German.
Yeah. But you can speak a little bit German now.
Yeah, and Bischen.
If mm-hmm. you could give one piece of advice to your past self before all of this happened, what would it be?
Milena, you will see the world from different sides, different culture, and don't plan your life because it's always, if you are from Ukraine, it's always unstable.
That's good.
Go somewhere else, go to the study somewhere else abroad.
Yeah.
Sorry for the truth, but it's always like that.
I can understand it. So thank you, Milena, to being here with me. It was really interesting. Und danke, dass ihr zugelassen habt und mein hohes Englisch mitgemacht habt. Es war für mich mega spannend gewesen, auch mega spannend für mich, können mal ein ganzes Interview auf Englisch machen. Ich hoffe, es war okay gewesen. Und wenn auch du mal bei mir willst, Gast sein, melde dich ruhig bei mir bei veronika@radiosummernight.ch und vielleicht bist du auch schon bald mein Gast. Und das war jetzt mit Vero Talk und wir hören uns zum nächsten Mal.
VeroTalk. Erfahre die unerzählten Geschichten und Geheimnisse von verschiedenen Personen aus unserer Gesellschaft.